I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sinazo Kos. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. Welcome to it, beloved. Welcome to yet another episode of Deeply Rooted. Thank you so much for tuning in, week out. We are literally growing as a family. The numbers are growing and the views are always, you know, on high, because it just shows that you guys tune in and you share the links and the videos. So that really speaks volumes. So thank you so much. And if you're new to the channel, to the podcast, welcome. And we bless, we trust that you will be blessed. And yeah, your stay here will not leave you the same. So thank you so much. Here, we help each other grow in our relationships with the Lord. We help each other answer different questions, everyday questions, hard questions, easy questions, and everything in between. Nothing is too big or too small for us to discuss here at Deeply Rooted. And we also get to hear God's perspective and God's view on a whole lot of things that are happening in society, you know, things that happen on social media, in the news. So we always just want to discuss those kind of things right here on Deeply Rooted. So welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this week won't be any different. We will be talking about something that is close to many people's hearts. And it's been such a pressing question over the years, especially in recent years, you know, and it's particularly relevant in this month and in this season. So what has been laid in my heart to talk about this week is basically the fact that we're still in Youth Month and we are young people. Some of us are young people. Most of us that listen to this podcast, I assume, are young people. And we always pose the question that why have we been placed on this earth? Like, there's a whole lot of issues that we go through as young people, like identity crisis, like being overlooked, low self-esteem, all those kind of things, right? And I usually say here on the podcast that the issue of church, okay, well, not the issue, but the thing of church, like this thing of attending church and prioritizing your relationship with God. It's like when I was growing up, in the time when I was younger, it was usually a thing that a lot of adults did, you know, a lot of old people did, but young people, not really that much. You know, I remember in Sunday school, we would all go to Sunday school because we are following our parents. But we get to a stage where, like, you have to choose a path for yourself, where now you don't have to go to church necessarily because your parents tell you to do so. A lot of older people would choose different paths, or maybe take a break from church, or maybe just go to different avenues for different things and different guidance, right? But one thing I would just like to highlight is that, yes, it was like that back then, right? When I was growing up, maybe you guys can attest, like if you're around my age or just a little bit older than me, I'm pretty sure you can attest that when we were growing up, you know, this thing of attending church and going to church was normally something that a lot of old people did, like not us, like not people like in their teens or early 20s or mid to late 20s or even 30s for that matter. You know, a lot of people just decide to live however they want, and then later in their life, then they decide to come back to the Lord, right? But now there's been a shift, and I'm pretty sure everyone, like most people, have seen this shift that, you know, now a lot more young people are coming to the Lord. A lot more young people are giving their lives to Christ and are prioritizing their relationships with God. We see this on social media, for example, you know, influencers, well-known young people, actors, singers, you know, you see them posting online and just giving their lives to Christ. So there's been a whole shift, you know, of just a whole lot more young people coming to the Lord. So we will be talking about particularly our role as young people in God's mandate here on earth, right? Not necessarily in the church, right? Not necessarily in serving, because I mean, I know that young people that are in the church and that are prioritizing their relationships with God, seeking God, going to church, praying, you know, studying the word. I know that, okay, most times they serve in the church, let's say maybe in the worship team, in the band, in the media team, however way that they serve, right? But I'm just talking about God's mandate in general, in society, globally, right? What is the role that we, the youth, have to play? Because the reason why this has been pressed in my heart, that this has been placed in my heart, is because I know that in leadership positions mostly, right, where God wants to fulfill his mandate, like in society or even in the church, it's usually old people, it's usually adults that are in positions of leadership, like who are pastors, who are senior pastors, bishops, you know, even in society, like in government departments, in workplaces, in schools, it's usually older people who are in positions of leadership, who give roles to then younger people to then report to older people. But it's very rare where you see young people leading, you know, in the church, young people leading, you know, in corporate spaces, in schools, you know. So I just want us to zoom into what we as young people have as a role to play, you know, in God's general mandate, where we've been placed, right? And I just want us to look at the Word of God and what the Bible has to say and what God has to say about us young people, right? And yeah, it was Youth Weekend this past weekend. Hope you guys had a good one. I had a good one. We had a youth conference at church, and I know some of you guys also had those. But if you didn't, no big deal. It's not a must for you to attend conferences if you can't. But I did have an episode previously where I just spoke about the importance of fellowship. So please do not, what does that Bible verse say again? But it says something along the lines of do not neglect. Yes, it says do not neglect fellowshipping with believers. So please, please, please don't be someone who doesn't go to church. And there's an episode dedicated to just that topic alone. But anyway, hope you guys had a good weekend. So I just think God placed this in my spirit because of this season, particularly. We're just talking about young people, particularly paying tribute to the youth of 1976. But we are the youth of 2025, right? And we are youth in Christ. So what is our role particularly, right, in God's mandate in general, not only in the church, as I said, like, but in society in general, like in corporate spaces and schools, in globally, you know. So what is the role that we have to play, right? So we are young people. As I said, I'm a young person. I'm in my mid-20s. And some of you guys, I know you guys are in your early 20s, late 20s, but you're still a young person, right? And as I said at the beginning, that usually in the past, it was people who are, in fact, even now, it's people who are adults who are usually in positions of leadership, right? And usually when you think of someone in leadership, you think of someone who can give direction, someone who's been given responsibility to lead a particular mandate or to give particular roles, right? And then usually to us as young people, that comes sort of like a, I don't know how to put it, but it like sometimes weighs us down as young people to think that, okay, you know what? Because Umfundi is like the pastor, has been placed in this role, whatever idea I have, whatever thing that I believe God has pressed in my heart, I can't necessarily, you know, follow it through, or I can't execute it because I'm not in a position of leadership. And maybe whoever is in a position of leadership is against, you know, the ideas that we have, you know, as young people to just better the world, better society, and better the church, right? But there's a scripture that I'd like us to start with in this whole conversation. It's in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, right? So in this scripture, it's basically Paul and he's mentoring Timothy. So Timothy was a young man, you know, it's not very clear. The Bible doesn't state how old he was, but, you know, people who study the Bible, you know, what do we call them again? I just forgot the name. But people that study the Bible, theologians and students of the Bible speculate that Timothy was in his late teens or his early 20s. So he was a very young man and he was under the mentorship of Paul. So Paul is writing this letter to Timothy, and this verse, particular verse in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. So Paul says, "Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." Right? So this is a very instruction to Paul. And I'm pretty sure he started this verse because he knew the kind of issues, like internal issues that we face as young people. You know, the fact that we look down upon ourselves, people look down upon us because they think, ah, no, you're young, you don't have that much experience, and what do you know anyway, you young people, I'm at 2000. Like, we usually get like those kind of stereotypes often, you know. But Paul here says, do not allow, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, right? He starts that verse with that line, and I think it's very significant because it's something that we can internalize as young people, that, you know what, because I'm young, I can't really have an impact. Because I'm young, people look down on me. Because I'm young, God can't use me, which is not necessarily true, because there's so many people in the Bible that God used in their youth. You know, I'm going to get to that. But Timothy particularly, he was given a mandate to lead particular churches in the early Christian church in the first century, during the time when Paul used to live, right? So he's telling him that don't let anyone look down upon you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. So then that shows that you can literally set an example for people older than you, for people your age, you know, even though you are young, wherever God places you, whether he places you at school, whether he places you at work, whether he places you obviously in the church, but always make sure that you follow this advice that Paul gave to Timothy, that set an example for the believers, as young as you are, but be someone who lives a life that honors God. Be someone who sets an example to the believers in faith. Always have faith, you know, be someone who always has love, because it says also set an example for the believers in love, in faith, in conduct, in purity. So all of those things, when people see those characteristics in you, they are inspired to draw back to the Lord if they've strayed away, or to be encouraged, you know, in their walks with Christ, as young as you are, you know. So this is not only limited to the church. You know, usually when young people, for example, in workplaces or at schools, you know, they are not really known that they are followers of Christ unless their characteristics are seen. You know, remember Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. And the fruits of the Spirit include love, joy, peace, self-control, all of those fruits of the Spirit, right? All of those fruits are obtained by you prioritizing your relationship with God in private, in the secret place, right? Where you're someone who prays consistently, where you're someone who seeks the Lord in the word, in prayer, and in fasting, and in studying the word. So when you're someone who consistently prioritizes your relationship with God, that character is going to show when you're out in the world, when you're at school, when you're at church, when you're at work, right? So you are able to then set an example where people are inspired and they see the light that you are, you know, because Jesus said, you guys are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. Meaning, when you're a young person, and especially a born again, a saved young person who's in Christ, you are placed in the world to be the salt of the earth. Remember, the salt, like salt in itself, is a substance that adds flavor. It's a substance that preserves. It's a substance that's able to cleanse as well, you know. So being placed in the world, in society, in workplaces, in schools, in all those different, you know, areas of society, you are trusted by God in those places to represent him. And the way you can represent him is by prioritizing your relationship with him in the secret place so that it shows in public. And then you will be able to do what Paul instructed Timothy to do, which is to set an example for the believers in speech, in how you speak, the way you speak and the way you present yourself, and the language and the humility in your speech is going to be refined and transformed in the secret place where you pray, in conduct, in how you conduct yourself, right? It's not about faking, because I mean, I usually hear a lot of people say, you know, Christians fake and become fake people quite a lot, but it becomes so real when you are prioritizing your relationship with God in the secret place, so that when you're in public and when you interact with people, even on day-to-day conversations, it doesn't have to be about anything spiritual, but they can see something different about you and they will be drawn to that kind of energy. And then they will ask, you know, something's different about you. And then that's how you will then lead them to Christ, you know. So be like Timothy, be like the advice that Paul gave to Timothy, basically. Set an example, you know, for the believers in faith, in speech, in purity, in love. You know, even love is a fruit of the Spirit. Then it shows when you go out there, and but it shows from the secret place and how you basically prioritize your relationship with God in the secret place. So don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. That is the first point that is very important, that in order for us to fulfill God's mandate in society, in the church, globally, you know, in general, wherever God places us, the first thing that we need to have in our minds is that we shouldn't let ourselves, first of all, look down on us. And then we shouldn't let other people look down on us, but we should believe that the impact we can have on people is in our character. And when our character is refined in the secret place, it's going to be shown outside. And that's what's going to draw people towards us and ultimately towards Christ, right? So that's the first point that is very, very important. And there are certain tasks that God tends to give people and young people at that, right? And sometimes it seems like it's big tasks, you know. And what I said at the beginning, that usually in leadership positions, it's adults. Yeah, I mean, it is valid, but now there's an increasing number of people, young people at that, in different, you know, parts of society, whether it's in politics, whether it's in corporate, whether it's in schools, you know, we see a lot more people, and we see very young people, even in president positions. I think there's a country in Africa, I'm not sure whether it's Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, yeah, in West Africa, and the president is really young, right? So we are seeing an increasing number of young people being put in positions of leadership. So it's not always that it's going to be adults, you know, that are in positions of leadership, but sometimes young people are also put in these positions, right? And it's absolutely normal for us to feel nervous or fearful because, you know, when God gives us this huge task that no one has ever done or no one your age has ever done, it's natural for us to ask questions and disqualify ourselves and think, you know what, I'm way too young for this. I can't be handling this. Like, for example, if you're given a leadership position at work or at school, you know, to lead people or to be, you know, a vision bearer of some sort in that particular area of society that God places you in, it's normal to ask yourself those questions of whether you're worthy enough, of whether you're experienced enough, of whether you're even qualified enough, you know. But there's many people, as I said in the Word of God, who were placed in those positions and they were young. You know, one of them, for example, is Jeremiah, you know, the prophet Jeremiah. And when he was called in the very first chapter of the book of Jeremiah, God says, you know, one of the most popular scriptures in the Bible, God says, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I set you apart and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations." You know, so Jeremiah was really young at that time. And his response was actually valid because he was like, you know, God, I'm a youth. I'm not able to speak because I'm a youth. I'm very young for this. That's what he said, you know. And I loved God's response, you know, in God's response to Jeremiah's statement in that, you know, in that kind of situation, like where God was ordaining him. So Jeremiah said, let me just look at it quickly. It's the book of Jeremiah, right? Chapter 1. And it's verse 6. Then Jeremiah said, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." Right? And then verse 7 says, "But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Right? So, as I said, beloved, it's very normal for us young people to look down upon ourselves, to think, you know what, I'm way too young for this. There's people who are more experienced, more qualified than I am. You know, I can't be someone who's leading a revival, for example. Like if God calls you to be someone who leads a revival, it's normal for us to disqualify ourselves because we are young, because we are youth, you know. But this is a perfect example of God qualifying someone who's young, because he says, "You will go to whoever I send you to, and you will do what I command you to do, and I will be with you." You know, so that is the one thing that we should stand by. The fact that even if we're given a task that's really so big for you to bear, but always remember that God is with you. You're not doing this by yourself, and God put you there for a purpose. I usually say to my friends when I'm affirming them that, do not ever think that you've been given that position or that task by mistake. Don't you ever think that, because the opportunity would have never come if you were not capable. You know, God would have never given you that opportunity if you were not capable. So if God gives you an opportunity, whether it's a church, whether it's, you know, at your workplace or at school or wherever, and you feel like you're way too young, way too inexperienced or unqualified, disqualified, whatever, But don't forget what God said to Jeremiah when Jeremiah disqualified himself, you know, because he disqualified himself. He was like, you know what, God, I can't speak because I'm young. But God was like, don't be afraid. Don't say you are young, because you will do what I command you to do and I will be with you. You will go to whoever I send you to go to, you know. And Jeremiah was actually one of the most impactful prophets of his time. You know, he spoke so many words through, I mean, God spoke so many words through him, you know. So don't ever look down on yourself because you're young. Don't ever think whatever task God has given you, you are incapable of it, because God looks, he doesn't look at people the way we look at them. You can look at someone and think, okay, this person is way too young, but God knows what he's placed inside of that person. God knows what he's placed inside of you, you know. So don't ever disqualify yourself. Don't ever think you're not capable, you know, because God put you in that position and he gave you that task for a reason, you know. So that's very important. So, for example, another person who was in like a similar situation was David. You know, one of the most famous stories in the Bible of David and Goliath. David literally overcame and defeated a giant that adults were afraid of, because Goliath was a person from a rival tribe, or a rival nation rather, you know, that was attacking David's nation, which was the nation of Israel, right? And everyone was afraid of him. He was big. He was gigantic. Right? And David was actually like, you know what, I'm gonna go and defeat this guy. And he did exactly that. And he used, I like to say he used faith, because we can't say the stone is what killed Goliath, because we know that he used just a sling and a stone, where Goliath had all these garments that he wore on top of being a big guy, you know. So I can't really say David defeated Goliath with a stone, but he defeated Goliath with faith, because he said to him, you know, you come to me with all these garments that you're wearing, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, right? And then he threw the sling and the stone, like the stone with the sling rather, and then defeated Goliath, you know. So David was very young, and he was anointed by Prophet Samuel at a very young age, right? And when Prophet Samuel was looking for someone to anoint, he saw all these other young men that were offered to him. I mean, they were not as young as David, because I'm assuming that David was the youngest, I think, right? And then Samuel was like, okay, is there no one else that I can anoint? And then people were like, no, there's this young boy, he's in the field, you know, he's taking care of the sheep. He was overlooked, you know. Was very overlooked. And that's one of the things that we go through as young people, that when people see that you're young, or when they hear that, okay, your age, you're a bit young, they overlook you, because they think, okay, anything associated with youth, you know, is associated with lack of experience and chaos and, you know. So people were like, okay, you know what? Yeah, O'Connor, like, there's David, but he's very young and he's a shepherd. And then I like what Samuel said, you know. In fact, I like what the Lord said to Samuel. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, he says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart," right? So this is speaking to the fact that some people may look at someone and be like, okay, no, he's too short, he's too young. But God knows exactly what he's placed inside of that person. Because remember, God is the one who formed that person in their mother's womb. God knows the person. God knows what the person is capable of, you know. So David is one of those people. David was very young when he got ordained, and he was overlooked by many people. But he literally became a hero in the faith, because he defeated a giant that everyone was afraid of, basically, you know. So it's very important for us to understand as young people that we shouldn't let people look down upon us, and we shouldn't look down upon ourselves. We should trust that God, if he's given us tasks to accomplish, or to, you know, lead or to handle, he knows what he's doing, and he has placed us in those positions because he knows that we are capable of it. He knows what he's placed on the inside of us, you know. So it's very, very important for us to trust that God places us in positions and wants to use us for his mandate in different areas of society, because he has placed something great inside of us. And even though we may not know it, even though we may not see it because we are young, but we need to trust that he is with us in handling those tasks, in becoming, you know, people that represent him and carry out his mandate and execute his mandate and are used by him in society. You know, for example, in the book of Acts chapter 2, God said, in fact, way before, because the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 17 is a quote from a previous scripture which was spoken in the Old Testament, right? And in that particular scripture, The writer says, in the last days, God will pour out his spirit on all flesh, right? Your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will see dreams and visions, you know, something along those lines. But it just shows that the shift that is happening right now of people coming to the Lord, particularly young people coming to the Lord, is something that was prophesied. It's a fulfillment of a prophecy, right? So now we will see a rise of young people in the church. We will see a rise of young people in society, you know, on social media. And I believe that's why social media has become so prevalent in our generation, because God knew that in the last days, that's when he's going to use young people the most. That's where young people are going to lead revivals the most. You know, for example, there's a revival led by Rorisang Tandiki, so I'm pretty sure you guys know it. Jesus this, Jesus that. And usually it's young people, university students in their early 20s, in their teenage years, you know, that attend and that get their lives transformed and that draw near to Christ, you know. So God knew that in the era of social media, where technology really advances, that is where he's going to use young people the most, you know. So that's why we see a rise in podcasts. Like, for example, this podcast, this is made possible through technology. For example, 20 years ago, this wouldn't have been possible, you know. But now it is possible. There's social media for us to preach the gospel, you know. So God knew that in these last days, he's going to make use of technology. He's going to make use of AI and the ability for us to be able to use these tools. Because if you notice, mostly it's young people who are able to use, you know, social media. Old people, not really, you know. So you don't necessarily have to be an evangelist to go out on the streets, to go out, you know, in church and stand in front of a pulpit. People, young people particularly, are making use of technology to lead revolutions, to lead revivals. You know, there's been so many people that get saved through social media, through following a particular person, young person on social media, and just listening to their content, listening to them share the word. And by that, they get saved and they get born again and their lives get transformed. You know, I was covering a story just last week of, you know, a young person last year. But it was not, it had nothing to do with necessarily, you know, revivals or God's mandate particularly. But it's just reminding me now of how, you know, social media is a tool that we use to lead revolutions as young people in our day and age. You know, if you guys remember, there's a girl, I won't mention her name, but she complained last year about a particular treatment she was receiving at a restaurant where she used to work. And just that video alone, it literally blew up, and it led to different raids that the government started to do, different government departments. I think Department of Labor, Department of, I don't know which other department, Home Affairs, I think. But even other departments were involved in that raid, you know, where they were raiding to see if restaurants and other businesses are complying. And if it wasn't for that girl's video where she became a whistleblower, then that raid wouldn't have happened, right? So it shows just how powerful social media is as a tool for us young people. And there's been so many hashtags over the years, you know, where young people have led revolutions, where young people have led revivals, you know, especially. So, for example, as I mentioned, Jesus this, Jesus that is one of them, where young people are literally just being, you know, carriers and executors of God's mandate in different areas of society, you know, in corporate spaces, in schools, you know, in neighborhoods, not only in the church, you know. So social media being used and utilized by the youth particularly is part of God's tool. It's part of God's mandate to use young people to make an impact, you know, globally. We shouldn't only look at social media as a negative tool, because I mean, I think that's what we normally think of when we think of social media, you know, the fact that it can become toxic, it can become a place where people engage in cyberbullying and things of that nature. But there's a very positive element to social media and technology, you know, and AI and all of those things, you know. So I believe God has made these things possible, although there are people that misuse them. I mean, I think that's the same with anything and everything. For example, there's so many beautiful concepts that God came up with. For example, the concept of marriage. Marriage is a beautiful thing. It's supposed to be a beautiful thing. But there are people that get into marriage and they misuse or they mishandle what God intended to be beautiful, you know. So the same thing as social media. I don't believe social media is necessarily a bad thing, because it's a tool that has been used to execute revivals, you know, to preach God's mandate and to draw people to Christ, you know. So it's basically one of the tools that we can use very powerfully as young people. We don't necessarily have to become like the prophets in the Bible, you know, but we can take very important lessons that they were given and very important, very important advice that they were given. For example, the advice that Paul gave to Timothy, that don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers. You know, for example, that kind of advice and everything, in fact, that's in the Word of God does not get outdated. It never, ever gets outdated. So advice like that, you know, letters like that, where it says we should set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in purity, in faith, in love. You know, those are things that God intends for us to possess as young people, and we shouldn't look down on ourselves when God gives us big tasks to carry. For example, Jeremiah was given a task to be a prophet in his time, you know, so we shouldn't let tasks that seem too big for us, we shouldn't let them, you know, weigh us down or make us, you know, belittle ourselves or let people overlooking us, because people overlooked David because he was a young shepherd. But look what he did. He defeated a giant that even old people were unable to defeat. So God knows what's in the inside of us. God knows what he placed inside of young people. And that's why in the last days, in our time, in our generation, it's going to be a lot of young people that are involved in the things of God, that are involved in, you know, carrying out revivals, you know, carrying out revolutions, positive revolutions in different spheres and sectors of society, you know. So we should lean on God. Most importantly, we should know that as much as God has made these different platforms available for us, social media, technology, AI, and all of these things, but the Word of God remains the ultimate relevant guide in whatever generation, in whatever, you know, era that we are living in. It's always relevant. It's always relevant. The advice given, the words and the letters given in the Bible are always relevant. I mean, the Bible says, you know, the Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So whatever path, whatever, you know, era that we're living in, the Bible should be what we are always leaning on. Our relationships with God, praying, studying the Word of God, fasting, you know, always seeking God and just wanting to grow in the faith and attending church and fellowshipping with the believers. Those are things that should always take priority. And then you will hear and see the opportunities that God gives you to take part in, you know, in order to fulfill or execute his mandate. For example, I was someone who was just, you know, minding my business, if I can call it that. But I was someone who was just following Christ and living in my secret place, seeking God when he brought the opportunity of the podcast, for example, you know. So it's things like that that literally help you, you know, staying in your secret place, prioritizing a relationship with God. It's things like that that help you hear what God is saying, where he wants you to have an impact, whether that's at school through something that you need to start or join at school, whether that's in a corporate space like me, because I'm in a corporate space. And now I'm hosting a Christian podcast that no one has ever hosted before. You know, whether it's in the church, whether, like, wherever God places you, you can literally execute God's mandate and you can fulfill God's mandate wherever God places you. You just have to be someone who stays in the secret place, who's always seeking the face of God, who's always just prioritizing your relationship with God, seeking him in prayer, you know, in fasting, in studying the word. And in that way, your relationship with God will grow and you will be able to see the opportunities that he gives you to fulfill his mandate as a young person. So we are very important. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. And God has poured his spirit upon us. That's why we're in Christ. That's why we accepted him as Lord and Savior and are prioritizing our relationships with God. Yes, we are the ones that chose him. I mean, we are the ones who decided that, you know what, I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But the Bible says, Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. So ultimately, he's the one who chose us even before we knew that we were going to be his. You know, the Bible says, even before you were formed, even before the foundations of the earth were laid, even before the foundations of the earth was laid, you know, I knew that you were going to be mine. You were going to be a child of God. I was going to save you. You were going to be a young person who's in Christ. So we shouldn't doubt that we are here and we are useful. We are very much useful. You know, God wants to use us in mighty ways as young people. And I know that we are going through the most. Trust me, I'm a young person myself. I'm going through the most myself. But just believe that God is literally your source of strength in everything. He's your source of strength. You know, there's a book that I love in the Bible. It's in the book of Isaiah. It's chapter 40. And the writer starts off by saying, even youths grow tired, you know, even young people grow weary and tired, you know, but those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount high with wings like eagles. They shall run, but never be weary. They shall walk, but not faint. So it means that God acknowledges the fact that, you know what, young people get tired. We are going through through the most, guys. We are literally going through the most. If it's not our families, it's, you know, work. If it's not work, it's school. If it's not school, it's just pressures, external pressures. There's just so many things that are going on in our lives as young people. But God wants to use us, you know, and he wants us to know that as much as we are going through the most and we get tired, according to that scripture, we get tired, you know, and as much as we get tired, he wants us to draw strength from him, because this scripture says, those who trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount high with wings like eagles. They shall walk and never be weary. They shall run and not faint, right? So you will be able to run your race. You will be able to overcome and rise above whatever situation or whatever issue you're facing. You will be able to rise like an eagle. It won't be easy, but you'll go through it, and God will be by your side as you fulfill his mandate, as you execute his mandate as a young person, you know. So youths grow tired, guys. You can attest to this. I can attest to this because I'm a young person and I'm going through the most. You know, a lot of the time I'm going through the most. But because God is my source of strength and my relationship with God is something that I prioritize, you know, I see the strength of the Lord literally lifting me up. I see the strength of the Lord literally helping me carry on. So same thing with you guys. You know, that's just the encouragement I've got for you, that you know what? I want to be used by God. I want to take part in his mandate wherever he places me. But sometimes I'm going through so much. And God acknowledges that, you know, in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, I think it's verse 29, if I'm not mistaken. It starts in 29, then it goes on to 31, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, the prophet Isaiah acknowledges it. Like, God literally led him to write this, that, you know what, youths get tired. Even young men grow weary, you know, but those who trust in the Lord, those who hope or those who wait in the Lord, you know, shall renew their strength. They shall mount high with wings like eagles. They shall run and never be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But then you have to be in the Lord. You have to seek the Lord. You have to call upon the Lord consistently. And you know what? Be someone who's prioritizing your relationship with him. And you will see his strength. You know, you will see him giving you strength, giving you everything you need to carry on and to fulfill his mandate and to be part of what he's doing in different seasons, in different places, and in different spheres of society. So that's what I have for you today, beloved. And I pray that you were blessed. And as a young person, don't forget, right? Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. You can set an example for the believers by conduct, by speech, by how you present yourself, by faith, by love, by purity. That's what Paul said to Timothy, you know, and don't say you're young, you know, don't be like Jeremiah. I mean, it's normal for us to, you know, think that we are inexperienced or because we are young people, we are not able to, you know, carry God's mandates or just handle the tasks that he gives us. But God makes no mistakes. When he gives us tasks, he knows for a fact that we're able to carry them through. He knows for a fact that we're able to lead where he places us to lead. Yes, people look at the fact that, okay, you're young and you're inexperienced, but God doesn't look at that. God looks at the heart, and God looks at what he's placed down deep on the inside of you. But we've come to the end of our episode today. Don't forget to listen to us on Iono FM or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts from. Subscribe, share the links, and yeah, don't forget that there's a lot more episodes coming up, and there's other podcasts that you can look out for under Times Live. There's, you know, Business Day Spotlight, Taking Rams by the Horns, you know, there's so many more. So please do check those out as well. Until next time, don't forget that you are loved, you are treasured, and you are precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.